County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Morning. Good morning, Howard. Morning, Marty. Marty. Morning.
Oh dear.
Marty. Morning.
Oh,
way.
We're having issues.
Marty. Are you there?
He's gonna get it.
I am here. You folks are crazy this morning.
I've had too much chocolate. The Easter Bunny has left me some samples.
I actually came in with lots of energy. It's not. It's a bad combination, as you can tell, Marty.
Marty in the morning. I'm glad that's not the name of the show. I'd screw that up seven times a day. Marty Hawk is the county councilwoman. She checks in every Wednesday morning after her Tuesday night council meeting so we can get an inside scoop on what's happening with county finance. And what did we learn last night as you all got together? We've got plenty to do today, don't we? Plenty of taxes on the horizon, plenty of stuff. Let us know.
Absolutely. Well, to begin with, we tried to quickly dispose of trying to get some things straightened out where the it appears that, if you recall, I was talking about how it's like almost $2 million was paid out without an appropriation, without proper funding, and so forth. So we did a resolution saying, well, this is, it was really used for the right purposes, and just the way it happened was...
Procedurally wasn't the right way? Is that accurate?
Right. Well, you're not supposed to be able to spend money without an appropriation, but they did. But we put together this resolution, so hopefully the State Board of Accounts won't hit us too hard. And, you know, I in the past you've said, well, who cares if the State Board of Accounts writes you up, but they never do anything about it.
Well, I say that all the time. That's me.
Right. And one of the things, the state really heard many people saying, what's the point? And especially they listened to the State Board of Accounts saying, look, we go out there, we investigate the counties, we write people up, and nothing, you know, there's no teeth to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the new legislation now says that each county has to prepare a report that says this is what our internal controls are going to be, and they have to state what it is, and a certain amount of education has to take place. To that end, that we've put together, the county commissioners are responsible for getting this done.
So does that mean the county commissioners might actually get some education on how this is supposed to work?
Well, okay.
I'm just
so
teasing
at any
you.
Rate, I'm told that I'm supposed to be on this committee. I have not heard when the first meeting is going to be. I hope it's not next month because I'm supposed to be on jury duty next month. Never knowing when, what day that will be. But just to let you know that the state has heard the concern, and they're saying, let's make sure people have better internal controls. My first statement was we need to go back and see all the things we've been written up on for like the past 5 years, and every time it's like internal controls are missing. So let's see what we've been doing wrong. Let's see how we said we were going to fix it. And are we still doing that? And is it working? So hopefully,
that's a unique idea.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Let's see where we've made mistakes in the past. Let's see what we've done to say we're not going to do this anymore. And here's what we're going to do to correct it. So, all of that being said, once we got through that, and also the fact that the auditor's office had transferred around money with that authority. And it's very important that people understand that no one should be able to get into our accounting system and move money around in any way, shape, or form without authority to do that. So we tried to address that as well.
So if the auditor can't do it, what is the procedural that has to happen to do that?
You have to have a vote by the county council.
Well, everybody knows that, right? Except me.
Well,
you're not the auditor and you're not on the county council.
Oh.
But just because you can get in the system doesn't mean you ought to be able to move the money around. And so
if you're talking about checks and balances, how does that happen? Why can that happen? I guess would be my roundabout question.
Well, since I'm on that committee, that's going to be addressed as to how we can make certain as best we can that doesn't happen.
Well, Marty, I think the Glass's point is that if the auditor decides to ignore the rules, then it's not going to matter, is it?
Well, and that's a sad thing. So we'll have to just make certain, as best we can, that we do what we can to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Amen.
we try to address at the end of the year, saying, look, we need to do a correction of errors. Just everybody put the money all back where it was supposed to be to begin with, and then we'll figure it out. But that didn't work out. And so how we're going to handle it this year, we're going to try to get direction from State Board of Accounts. It wasn't that money was being misused. It was just that you can't move it from one fund to another fund without authority. And generally speaking, when you're moving from one fund to another fund, it requires payback into that first fund this same year. It's handled like a loan. So there's the reasons why we need all this education for people to make sure they're doing things right. And if they're educated and they're still doing it wrong, then shame.
But. And the State Board of Accounts can sort all that out, correct?
Right. But see, by the time they get around to doing it, it's like, you know.
Who cares?
It's out so far that it's... Yeah. And a lot of people think if you're on the county council, you should be able to catch this immediately, everything. Well, that's just impossible. So, but we do try. Okay, then we also had some reports on where we were on our budgeting process at the end of the year and whether or not we had really had planned spending more than planned revenue. And it was not included in there, the fact that we have to put in an additional appropriation of about $400,000 to cover the election expenses. So let's say if we were off by a couple hundred thousand to begin with by planned spending more than revenue, you add that $400,000 on there, you're about $600,000 more than planned revenue. So then if they determine how much they think maybe the departments will be turning back and not actually spending, we'll have a better idea. There was that thought by some, well, maybe we shouldn't put in the whole $400,000, and if indeed if that's not the right number, we just need to determine what it is, because that is the reason why I voted to approve this budget, is because we had said that we were going to put back money and not get hit with this big presidential election expense every 4 years and not be prepared, because we cannot always think that we can go into savings and pay for a big election year. So if we, in order to honor my vote, that has to happen. We have to do what we said we were going to do. And so I believe we will be doing that next meeting. Because otherwise, I can see what will happen. If we don't have the money saved back, we'll end up having to borrow it someplace.
Yeah, you're going to just go back. This whole merry-go-round that we've been on every 4 years will happen again. So.
Right, and if you saw the news last night with people lined up at down the block waiting to vote, and I'm trying to remember what state.
Arizona.
But at any rate, that was because they tried to do it with regional voting centers, which has been discussed to do here in this county.
Right.
Is supposed to save all this money, but that people were waiting 2.5-3 hours to vote. So I'm not certain that is a good example of how we ought to do this.
Well, I think that's something to point out when they have these meetings and suggest that that's what we need to be having. I mean, because you're right, Marty. I mean, people are going to get really discouraged at that and say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I wanted to vote, but I can't spend 3 hours here, or I can't stand for 3 hours. I mean, there are people who that physical limitation is a fact.
I understand it. And of course, there's a lot of young, healthy people who would camp out the night before just to get a bargain at
or basketball tickets or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Or Best Buy,
I understand that. But there are those who literally physically could not do it for 2 or 3 hours. But whatever. I think we have to do the best we can. And if people, I think it's perfectly acceptable if somebody has to wait a half hour. Or so.
Marty, the other thing people need to remember, too, is we give them plenty of opportunities to vote up until the last minute before Election Day, where they can take advantage of those satellite centers.
That's true in Indiana.
Especially in Monroe County, because we've decided to open an extra store, for lack of a better word, leading up to the primary and the general election.
Absolutely. I'm not a big fan of that, but for those people who want to get it done and over with, and if their minds are definitely made
up. But my point is, you can go the Monday before the Tuesday, so right. You can wait till the last minute. I don't think anything's going to happen Monday night before 6 a.m. on Tuesday that could possibly shift the entire election, but you have the chance to do it. So I think that's a positive thing that we need to remember as well.
Right. I don't think it's like Monday night before the Tuesday.
No, but you get like, Monday's 8 to, it's 8 to noon. It's close enough, right, where you don't have to go 3 weeks ahead. You can go a day ahead. So if you don't want to be stuck in that. Yeah. So I think we have the options. Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us every Wednesday to keep an eye on where your money is going, your county taxpayer dollars. That's the job of the Monroe County Council, the fiscal body of that. And front page of today's paper, we see public safety tax. We see fire districts. How is the county involved with that, and what do we need to know, if anything, from your end?
Right. Part of that was discussed last evening about the public safety tax. And what I would want to make sure everyone understands, and I did discuss this at the meeting last night, was that when you look at the total tax rates for the income tax for many of the other counties, and shows that we are lower tax rate for the income tax than the other counties. And remember that many of these other counties, and I haven't researched exactly which ones, but many of them put in place a public safety tax a few years ago where they were required to also include that income tax that would reduce the property tax. And so what they were actually doing is saying to their citizens, we're going to reduce your property taxes, but in order to do that, we're going to raise your income taxes. So they did that trade-off. So it's not really appropriate to look at just what their total tax rate is for their income tax without taking that into consideration, because the way this new opportunity for a new public safety tax is written this go around, we no longer have to put in place that reduction of property taxes. So it would not be comparing apples to apples.
Right, gotcha.
You would have to look to see how that works. Now, the reason why so many of the counties did that was because their assessed values had created a situation where it wasn't growing as high as their spending was, and they were hitting that circuit breaker so that the government units were losing actual dollars because people didn't have to pay any more than 1% of their assessed value.
Because their communities weren't growing businesses, because they weren't building houses, because they weren't...
Right, they were not growing that assessed value, and so that's the reason why their income tax council said, okay, we're hitting the circuit breaker, we're losing all that money because of the property tax, let's put in place an income tax, and we will then reduce everybody's property tax, thereby we will really be creating a way to capture this money we would have lost otherwise. I know it sounds like a kind of a circle of what happens, but when you have to provide services, you have to figure out a way that you're going to get the revenue to provide the absolute necessary services. Now, the trick here is making sure you're not just looking to every new tax available and doing
like
it
Monroe
one
County.
At a time until, and each one doesn't sound like very much, but at the end of the year or the end of 2 years, look how much you've actually raised everything. So I think we need to look at all of these new taxes as a whole and see which ones we feel like we absolutely have to fund what we absolutely have to provide and make a decision that way and not just one at a time. Remember, it was just last year they were saying let's have an income tax for transportation. The year before or so.
Food and beverage tax.
Let's have the food and beverage tax. Yeah. And I feel sure there's going to be a movement toward having an increase in the wheel tax. I mean, everybody wants the roads to be.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week. So
right. So we, you know, you have to look at. There's all these different taxes, but we're going to the same person. Every citizen will have to pay increases. So we have to say which ones are you really interested in.
Well, who's going to determine that? our elected officials?
Well, as far as this public safety tax, that will be determined strictly by the city, and how much of that they will put toward central dispatch, that will be up to the city, and how much they then will, if there's a feeling that maybe some of this could go to some of the townships, but that all of those things will be determined by the city after they have taken off the top so much for that central dispatch, and then the rest of it will be distributed. There was a feeling last night that perhaps the townships who wanted assistance would have to go and ask for it. The bill that said they would automatically get it did not pass, I was told last night, so the townships would have to go ask for assistance from this public safety tax. So all of that said, nobody wants to be in a situation where the fire department's not going to show up or the ambulance is not going to be there.
Well, that's one of the things, Marty, where you show up first, take care of it, then figure out how to pay for it. That's the opposite of usually how this works.
And
that's what you need to happen first, and then you can figure out who's going to build who for the fire. You're not going to let something burn down to say, well, nobody had that covered. You go take care of it.
We forgot to cover that. We cannot ever do that to our citizens. But then you have to say, how much is enough? How much will really give us what we're really needing? And then everything over that might be more than what we...
Who decides the priority on these? Who decides what it's going to be, what it's not going to be?
Well, certainly when the Income Tax Council is made up of the city, the county, and Ellettsville and Steinville, and again, remember, it's all tied to the population. So you put everybody's together, Ellettsville, Steinville, and the county, and we still don't have more votes than what the city has. So the city has total control of it, and so we will have to determine what the city council is going to do. And they have, they're supposed to meet like every other year. I think it's odd year numbers. And as I said last week, I don't recall that they have ever met since I started serving in 1988.
Oh my!
Well, that's interesting.
Then would they also be the ones who determine if a township comes to them and says we need funds? Would they be the ones who determine that also?
Well, they would probably have to. My thought is they'll probably set up a board that will review requests. It will depend on how they write this the rules up. Would seem to me.
Interesting stuff.
And we don't know any of this right now because there's not any rules written up, right?
Well, and I don't want to say that I know exactly how this would work because this is something new and different. I think we should be very careful to say, well, you know, there's feeling, well, we should give to this township because they need it more than the other township. Well, guess what? Maybe they have a really low tax rate. Are we all willing to pay in extra income tax so that some folks in some areas can have a really low tax rate, and then we'll pay income tax so that we can provide services that they didn't provide with their tax rate? You see, and there is no way to determine when you get the income tax where that income tax money is coming from. It's not set up in such a way that you can track which township is paying it. So it all just goes into one pot.
Gotcha. So that way then you got to figure it out.
I'm getting a headache.
Yeah, it's tough. It's heavy. It's some heavy lifting. That's there's no doubt about that.
Oh, Marty, I don't know how you do this every single week. Okay.
Public service. So. She does it because of the salary, right, Marty?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yes, salary and benefits. I make. You know, I love doing it. I do love our county, and I know that we'll just keep plugging away, and we're going to get this right.
Well,
hopefully.
You've had plenty of practice to get to this point, so we hope that one day it all falls into its magical order and everything is on the up and up. But it just seems like we need if we had more money, Marty, I think all our problems would be solved, right?
Well,
we just had more money.
No, and no.
Does it create more problems?
It does not matter how much money you have.
It's not organized.
Figure out a way to spend every penny of it and need more. So you need to have people who say, these are the things we absolutely must do, and here's how we have to support it.
Amen.
And it does take taxes to do that. But beyond that, if we're spending money on things we're not required to, then we have to be very careful when we go to the public and say we have to have it.
Fighting for those dollars. Marty, great job. It's tough. It's not easy at all. And we'll get caught up with you next Wednesday.
Okay.